So here we are with fulfillment key number 3, which is be true to who you are. There's always been a social pressure to fit in and conform and just be part of the gang. And in this day and age of social media, that is just been magnified beyond all comprehension almost. But you are an individual. We all are. So how can there possibly be some homogenous ideal for us to aspire to? I actually find it really quite sad that it takes a lot of courage these days just to be who you really are. And one of the things I find myself saying a lot, this is one of the basis of a lot of the things that I do, is if you're trying to be who you're expected to be rather than who you really are, it can lead to a lot of unhappiness. So do you even know who the real you actually is? Sometimes we're so busy contorting ourselves and, you know, trying to jam ourselves into a space in life that isn't necessarily U-shaped, that we've almost forgotten who the real you actually is. It's uncomfortable doing that all the time, and it most certainly isn't fulfilling. So you'll have your set of values, yeah, and your beliefs, and while you might not necessarily be able to articulate them straight off if somebody asks you what they are, you will know when you find yourself in a situation where those values are being compromised. And if you find yourself in those kind of situations regularly, you probably need to make some changes and make a few adjustments, because not being true to who you are can lead to a lot of internal conflict. And it's more important to maintain your own sense of integrity than it is to kowtow to others' beliefs. So become an observer. You know, listen to your gut. Listen to when something feels off inside. You know, if you get a sinking feeling when you do something on a regular basis, then it's probably there's something about that activity that is making you feel that way, and you need to get to the bottom of what that is and do something about it. You know, you're in charge of your life, so take back that control, because it is rightfully yours. So, for example, let's say you don't particularly enjoy alcohol, but all your friends do, and they enjoy a boozy night down the pub, and they just assume that you enjoy that too, and it's the mainstay of your kind of social life. You like your friends, and you don't want to lose them, but this situation makes you feel uncomfortable on a regular basis. So maybe you need to perhaps confide in a close friend that actually it's not really your thing. And you never know, you might be surprised that you're not the only one that feels that way. You can journal this kind of thing out. If you write it out in a journal, feeling these kind of things, it's much easier to get a handle on them and get some clarity and see the wood for the trees, if you like. If you actually physically write it out in a notebook or a journal, that's what journaling was made for. So I highly recommend that. But you know, if you've confided in a friend and you've found out that this kind of thing isn't necessarily their cup of tea either, try and do something else. Make sure that your friends know that it's not about a judgment of them. It's not about, you know, what they are actually doing as a, you know, you're not passing judgment on what they're actually doing. What it is that you just don't feel comfortable with it. So organise something else. Do something different and invite all your friends along. And you may well find that a lot of them are actually really willing to try something different and might be fed up with the status quo themselves as well. Now, if you find that some friendships falter because of this, I just want to remind you that that says an awful lot more about them than it does about you. And this is where the courage to be who you really are comes in. Sometimes you have to forge a new path to fulfillment, which can be a bit tricky. It can be perhaps even a little bit uncomfortable as you are forging that path until your new things have become established. It's not always easy, but it is always worth it.